Hello everyone, welcome to the Plus One YouTube channel. My name is Niket Shah. The topic we are discussing in today's video is about earthbit or earth housing. The people who know what earthing means will also know what an earthbit is. For the people who don't know, we are going to be discussing a lot of subjects in this video, such as what is earthing, what are the different types of earthing, problems due to weak earthing, what is the traditional earthbit, problems due to a traditional earthbit, and the best solutions of an earthbit. So do watch this video until the end, and if you like it, then please share and subscribe. First, we will talk about what is earthing and what are the different types of earthing. I have already made a video on this topic, and if you want to watch it, please press the icon and it will direct you to the video where I have explained in detail what is earthing and its different types. In this video, let's start with the problems due to weak earthing, which means if your earthing isn't done properly or it's weak and the consequential problems you could face. The first problem is dim lighting. Sometimes you would have noticed, especially during the night, that if your bulb or tube light starts getting darker and then brighter all of a sudden for a continuous period of time, it signifies weak earthing. Apart from this, when you are working in factories or at home and you have a desktop computer at your place, sometimes when you touch the CPU, you experience a shock. In some companies which have motors or delicate equipment, you experience a current while touching these equipment. Sometimes even while using your laptop with a metallic body, you tend to touch it and experience an electrical shock. The reason for all of this is also weak earthing or leakage earthing. High electricity bills can also be generated due to weak earthing because sometimes the ground wire and the hot wire fuse and that causes for generating a large amount of electricity consumed. If there are any timer appliances at your home, such as microwave or electrical clocks, sometimes you will experience the time to be moving too fast or too slow or changing suddenly. This is also a cause of weak earthing. Now we move on to the traditional earthbit. Till now, we have discussed about the earthing and its different types and what are problems of weak earthing. But now we will focus on the traditional earthbit that we have been seeing all this while. But before that, let me just mention that we have started a lot of online courses such as AutoCAD, mobile repairing, laptop repairing, electrical, electronics, solar, and many other courses, whose list you can see right now on your screen. For this, you just have to download the application Plus Point Training that is available on the Play Store. And if you want to learn these courses from your computer, then please go to www.pluspointonline.com. For further information, you can just WhatsApp us on the number below and we can share it with you. So, we were talking about a traditional earthbit. Traditional earthbit is also known as earthbit, earth housing chamber, earth inspection pit, and RCC earthbit. But all these names represent the same thing. This is how a traditional earthbit ideally looks like. You must have seen these at a lot of places, especially next to streetlights and lamp posts. It is also called rod earthing, as you can see this brown rod dug into the earth, and because of the wire attached, we are able to provide earthing directly. Sometimes, outside your houses, you must have also seen plate earthing. In plate earthing, you have to dig a copper or GI plate into the ground and attach a wire that reaches to your home like you can see in the animation. If you noticed carefully, then you can see that in this, there is no form of earthbit present here. You simply have to dig the plate in the ground and connect the wire. After this, you must have noticed such types of earthing also present outside your house. These are basically used in towers and bigger buildings to prevent the severe effects of thunder and lightning. This is also a form of earthing, where you can see that under the ground there is a sort of grill made and the ground is covered up again to be used. In some rural areas and villages, one can see earthing wires connected on top water taps and pipes through which earthing is provided to the houses. This is also a form of earthing. Just like the ones we saw where there was no earth pit made, the earthing has been given directly. Sometimes in villages as well as cities for houses and shops, you can also notice this kind of earthing, where you dig a rod under the ground and connect a wire to that. But do you think that this is the right way to do earthing? Apart from this, sometimes they also place coal or salt around the rod before leveling up the ground. To speak about some good ways of very good earthing, sometimes after finishing the earthing, they make a brick wall like this around it. Like for example, after finishing rod earthing or plate earthing, around that this wall structure is built. There is no standard way to do this and one requires more labor as well. So brick earthing is also another form of traditional earth pit. Nowadays people have become more sophisticated and sometimes these concrete earth pits are also used. Concrete earth pits consist of a big block around your rod and your house earthing is connected through it. This is called concrete earth pit. So these are the different kinds of earth pit. Now, let's discuss about the problems due to traditional earth pits. First, let's discuss about the problem caused by rod earthing and plate earthing. So let's assume while implementing rod or plate earthing, everything was proper. But after that, the soil under the earth gets hard, or sometimes if there are many blocks in the earth, then you won't be able to get proper earthing. And because of that, you will experience shocks and all the problems mentioned before. Apart from that, the labor cost is very high to install this kind of earthing, where you have to dig a 6 or 8 meter hole in the ground, where you insert the rod and attach the wire. It is also possible that you don't get the proper resistance, and because of that, all the expenses get waived off. Sometimes, even the wire over here isn't attached to the plate correctly, or sometimes even if the wire was working fine at first, but after 10 to 15 you check and see that the wire's missing can be a problem. Therefore, these are the problems one can face due to rod earthing and plate earthing because there is no standardized process. For example, you install the earthing and since it's somebody else's land, they decide to construct, your earthing will be completely destroyed. In this case of water tap and pipe earthing, it is considered very dangerous because if, for example, there is a problem in a particular equipment at home, then even while releasing water from a tap can cause a current in the water and this can affect the water supply in an entire building as well. So these are the problems caused by water type earthing method. It is a major problem and therefore it is recommended to avoid this method of earthing. While talking about brick earthing, there is no standardized process for this as well. The labor used to install the plate earthing and then build the brick wall around it usually uneducated and also costly, especially during this period of lockdown where the labor isn't really available. Also, since there is no standard process to install this type of earthing, the chances of getting it spoiled early are also high. In 1-2 years, maybe bricks can also get destroyed under the ground. Concrete earthing can also be a great form of earthing, but the weight of concrete earthing is usually very heavy. The ideal weight of a concrete earthing chamber is around 400 to 500 kilograms, and the box you can see on top of it is around 40 to 50 kilograms as well. Take for example, a railway construction or a building construction where checking is required, usually there is no one to regularly check it. Like as per the railway rules, it is mandatory to inspect the earthing every month, but the mistake that everyone does is that where such earthing chambers are made, usually only one official person goes for that checking. And do you think one can lift that 40 to 50 kilograms box by himself? It's impossible. Even if someone manages to pick it up, usually they drop it down hard and break the box, and all the entire cost of it goes to waste. So, these are the problems usually caused by traditional earth pits. So, what is the solution to make a traditional earth pit proper? We will be discussing this soon in the part 2 of this video. Till now, we have seen the types of earthing, problems of earthing, types of traditional earth pit, and its problems as well. Now we will focus on the solutions for these in the next video in a better way. We will soon upload the part 2 of this video. Please remember, if you need any information regarding the online courses, you can WhatsApp me on this number and I would love to help you out. I hope you liked this video, and if you did, then please like and share this video and also mention in the comments if you would like to see any other video or if there are any problems. And if you're new to this channel, then please subscribe by pressing the bell icon, and you will receive a notification when the next video is uploaded. Thank you for listening.